from the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Downed trees in Otero County and major road closures are some of the results from a fast-moving winter storm yesterday into today. The pattern that dumped this snow in Colorado also spawned tornadoes in Texas. The National Weather Service shows some areas near the El Paso-Douglas County line as having received more than a foot of snow. Pueblo County officials say the heaviest hit areas there include up to a foot near Rye. A predicted El Nino pattern this winter suggests there will be higher snowfall across southern Colorado. Tom Magnuson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo said earlier this month that a strong El Nino creates above-average precipitation among the state's southeastern plains.
We also tend to get much above normal snowfall in the Palmer Divide, which includes northern El Paso County, and there tends to be a steep drop-off in snowfall as you move from northern to central and southern El Paso County.
Magnuson also said because of El Nino's predicted southern track, areas across the Raton Ridge and the Sangre de Cristo Mountains can also expect more snowfall than normal this winter. Federal land managers have released a tentative plan to protect most of the wild but energy-rich Roan Plateau in western Colorado. The Bureau of Land Management unveiled an updated environmental impact statement today for the plateau, a step toward implementing a landmark compromise between conservationists and the Bill Barrett Corporation, an energy company. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.